Welcome to the Early Accountability Podcast hosted by Kimmy Walker. Kimmy has a track record of serving as a behavior change and improvement catalyst for individuals, groups, and organizations. Get ready to make the best version of yourself a priority. Now welcome Kimmy Walker.
Kimmy Walker here, and welcome back to another episode of the Early Accountability Podcast. We're continuing today with our Mindset Shifts mini-series that we're doing in May. And today I wanted to come and talk about the power in pause. I felt this was such a great topic, especially when it comes to mental clarity and just where we are overall in our mindset and how we think about where we are with our goals that we set for ourselves. A lot of times we are focused on do. And we don't think enough about just taking some time to pause and think and be still. I'm just returning this week from a little mini vacation in the Bahamas. And I had a beautiful, beautiful, wonderful time. And it really sparked me to talk about this subject today. Right now, it's May. And for those of you all who know, I'm a practicing school psychologist. And the school year is almost over. We're ending our school year here at the end of May. So this is the busy, busy, busy peak season for me at that part of my job. And I planned this vacation a little while ago just because, one, there were some things going on at the Bahamas at the time that I wanted to experience. They were having a carnival. But I also thought, oh my gosh, like I'm taking a couple days vacation in May. This is a big, busy time. But as I got there and as I started to relax, I realized, oh, this was so needed and this is so refreshing. Even though I'm at this peak time, I have so many deadlines upon me, so many things that I have to complete, so many things people are expecting from me. I really needed that time away to just rewind and get some clarity so that I can perform so much better. And I thought, you know, there really are three great reasons I can think of why we need to pause sometimes and where the power comes in just pausing. Big one, number one, I think is it really helps to prevent burnout and reduce stress. There are tons of studies that say that taking breaks or vacations, just some quiet time really helps reduce our stress, help calm our mind, and it can help prevent burnout. And I think a lot of times, especially if you're like a laser focused type individual, we can get so drilled on what we need to do, getting it done, becoming automatic, more. But sometimes we really do need to just rest. And that doesn't necessarily mean you have to take a tropical vacation. It could be just as simple as taking a break or having some time away or turning off your cell phones and just kind of having some time away from like social media and distractions just for a few hours so that you can kind of clear your mind and calm. But it definitely prevents burnout. And that's a big one. And I know I've experienced that in various things and personal and professional goals that I've done for myself. I'm very much like a get in there and get going person. Sometimes you just keep doing so much and you put so much on yourself that you really lose your pizzazz for doing whatever it is you wanted to do in the first place, and you're just completely burned out. And we see that a lot, especially with people who go into caring fields where they're doing a lot for others or dealing a lot with a lot of issues that other people may be having, such as like nurses or social workers. But this can really apply across domains. Burnout is real, whether that's you starting a new lifestyle change and being on a really strict, rigid diet, starting a new business and you're working across the clock all the time, being on total work mode all the time, never like taking a breather for yourself. You can burn out, period. And so it's important to remember that and keep that in mind. And reducing our stress really does help us have a clear mind so that we can perform better. And that comes to my second benefit of taking pause or taking a break, or where I think power comes into pause. And it increases our productivity and mental focus. Just taking some time to dewind, it really does a lot for us, not only mentally, but even with our physical body and what we're able to do. So a pause might be getting that extra nap to help catch up a little bit on your sleep debt or your sleep. Like we said, it could be just taking some time out to journal, taking some time out a day in nature to the park, but really having time to just not have any expectations for yourself mentally, not having things that you have to do, not having to answer emails, not having to carry people here and there, all those other things. But just a little bit of pause. Respite is so important for our focus, but also so that we can be very productive. And I've noticed even with myself, even this week as I came back to work, I really have been really sharp this week. Like I've been on top of it, making less mistakes in my work or having to check back over things a little bit less. It really does help a lot. I know also there have been times when I was like training for a race and I might have just done too much, like started doing my workouts too close together, not really giving my body enough time to recuperate and worrying because I needed to take like 2 days off or something like that due to my schedule. But I really noticed that sometimes I was coming back better and I was able to, you know, run more or lift more in the gym. And it was really because my body needed time to rest and recoup so that I could be more productive. So I think that goes across a lot of domains. Taking a break can actually help you do a better job with what you're doing and be more sharp and be more clear. And so that's a big one. So increase productivity and mental focus. Third benefit, I think, of just taking a pause and taking a break is just better relationships, period. So I think this comes down to better relationships with yourself and with others. And people kind of forget about the relationship with themselves. So just being a happier person, just feeling like, okay, you had time to go do something that you may enjoy, or you had time to go have a new experience or be in a different environment, or just turn everything off and it be okay. You may feel happier. You may feel more calm. You may be able to see more things and notice more things about yourself or things that are happening around you that you didn't notice before. And when we feel better within ourselves and we're happier and we're calm, that trickles over into our relationships with others. So that's mirrored into how we are out in the world. And it kind of spills over, you know? So we've all had that where we've been at a job or what have you, or at a social situation or a social group, and somebody is really stressed about a lot of things that might be going on in other areas of their life, and it spills over into their job. And it kind of stresses the people out around them. And if you know what's going on, you might be more understanding. But if you don't, you just kind of see the stress or what they're giving out. So when you feel better within you, when you're more calm and when you're happier, you have a better relationship with yourself, within your mind, but you're also able to spill that out into the world. So your relationships with your significant others or your children or your family, your colleagues, your clients, that will come out into you and how you're presenting yourself to others and how you're interacting with others. So it really is an inside job and it starts with self, but it does definitely go out into the world. And these are three tips that I just had for you all that I believe are really beneficial to know when it comes to these mindset shifts that we have to take or these tweaks we may need to think about more when it comes to how are we making the best version of ourselves a priority. So I hope you enjoyed the tips. Thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time.
It was a pleasure to have you join us on this episode of the Early Accountability Podcast with Kimmy Walker. Be sure to visit earlyaccountability.com to sign up for the Early Accountability newsletter. We look forward to activating your greatness and helping you reach your goals.